Sited on 20 acres and located in the foothills off of Old Santa Fe Trail, with 6 bedrooms, 2 offices, a guest house, large kitchen with stone fireplace, and fabulous views, this extraordinary property can be seen by calling me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900.
Santa Fe's Progressive Talk, 1260 KTRC. It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live, listener interactive real estate radio show. The phone lines are open, so call us at 505-473-5722 or email us your questions at rpost@sfrp.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Post.
Hello to everyone in Santa Fe and beyond. I welcome you to a special Halloween broadcast of All Things Real Estate, coming to you from 66 Paseo Encantado, northeast, in Tizuque, just minutes from the Auberge Encantado Resort. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and I'm sitting here at this beautiful mountaintop home, which has been transformed into the Land of Oz. Now, besides the Wizard and the Wicked Witch of the West, we will have all sorts of Halloweeny refreshments, lots of gift giveaways, and for the first 25 open house visitors, a free pumpkin perfect for carving. So I hope you will simply follow the yellow brick road to 66 Paseo Encantado in Tizuque for a tour of this fabulous mountaintop home. Just take Highway 592 past the Auberge Encantado Resort, take a left on Vista Redondo Road, and then a right on Paseo Encantado and come to number 66. Before we get going with the show, I invite you to go to our website and check out all of the not-so-spooky businesses who are partners of the All Things Real Estate radio show and offer an array of very useful services and products. Simply go to www.sfrp.com, click on the radio tower icon, and that will take you to a list of these stellar New Mexico partners of the All Things Real Estate program. And one of these partners is Wilson Storage and Transfer, and they can provide you with a full range of moving and property storage services. So for more information on Wilson Storage and Transfer, go to the radio show webpage at www.sfrp.com. As always, we have a lot going on with the show today, and with Gino Thompson, my producer, back at the 1260 KTRC studios, playing all sorts of spooky sound effects today, and my very skilled technician, Colin McAdams, right here at 66 Paseo Encantado, northeast. I want to kick off the Halloween show by welcoming interior designer Annie O'Carroll to the show to say boo.
Boo back to you.
Well, welcome to the show, Annie, and happy Halloween. How are you today?
Thank you. Great, Ray. How are you?
Well, you're looking fabulous. I this is radio, so you can't see it, but Annie is decked out as a... What are you, anyway?
I'm a witch.
You're a witch. I know that. I'm just kidding. You're a witch, but you look so... nice. It's hard to imagine that you're a witch. Anyway, you really are into the spirit today, and in a few minutes I'm going to have you come back in and do the color commentary throughout the program. So thank you, Annie O'Carroll of Annie O'Carroll Interior Design, for being with us today. It's going to be fun, isn't it?
Yeah, very fun. It's very festive already. Yeah. Lots of people in the house. Come on out.
Very good. Thank you. And before we actually go any further, I want to remind everybody, vote on November 2nd. In my newsletter column this month, I'm actually telling you that this may be one of the most important times to vote when it comes to helping policy relative to the economy. And as the economy goes, so goes housing. And ironically, it's intertwined this year. As housing goes, so goes the economy. As the economy goes, so goes housing. So anyway, the point is that whoever's on the ballot this year, whether you like it or not, is who we will be living with for at least the next 2 years as our elected officials. In the governor's house, they usually have a 4-year term, but in the U.S. House of Representatives and also in the state legislature, these are our candidates. So get out there, vote on Tuesday if you haven't already done so. I did some early voting, so I encourage you to do it because it will have a major impact on the policy of this country and all forms of government. Anyway, before we get going with Annie O'Carroll coming back to the show, I want to... invite my very good friend and colleague, Deanne Ottaway, to come on the program. Deanne is the official host here at 66 Paseo Encantado Northeast and is the creative genius behind this Halloween celebration. You already have a huge crowd here, Deanne.
Yeah, everybody came early to come to the Yellow Brick Road. Actually, I invited a lot of my clients to come today,
yes.
And the neighbors here in Vista Redondo, so
yeah.
Everybody came.
Well, you're dishing out some great food. We've got some gifts that you're giving away. If people come today, they can put their name in a hat, give name, rank, and serial number. You'll pull it out at the end of your open house, which is running till 2 or 3 today.
Just till 2 today.
Till 2 o'clock
mm-hmm.
today, and you'll be able to get a gift from someone. At the end of the show, we'll pull your name out of a hat and give you one of these gifts. We also have three pairs of Lobo women's basketball tickets, courtesy of Hutton Broadcasting, and GM will have these as well to give away to folks. So actually, between that and the food and the point that we're really going to be talking about is this fabulous property that actually Deanne Ottaway owns. You have lots of reasons to come out here on Halloween and celebrate with us. So, Deanne, let's kick right into it. We're up here in the mountains. Unbelievable view right behind my back here. Talk about this home that you have owned, and I guess you want to sell it, right?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, well, go ahead and talk about it.
Well, actually, this is a home that's located about 15 minutes from downtown at the Plaza. And we bought this in 2007, and we have put into a casita on it, redid all the bedrooms and the bathrooms. So it's a great entertaining space. It has a chef's kitchen that is a delight to be in. In fact, this morning we were working prepping the food, and as a lot of people know, I love to cook. So we got some great food out here to come. It's on radiant heat, which the floors, when you get out in the morning when the snow is on the ground, your floors are all nice and warm. And also the other thing that is really great here is a fire pit that we have outside that you can go to at night and watch sunset and roast marshmallows.
Yeah, when I was out here a week or so ago doing the sort of the logistical walkthrough with you and doing a video of the property, I thought that was one of the best features outside of the house. I mean, there are a lot inside that make this a fabulous property. But outside, I can see using that all year round. I mean, is that how you guys have been doing it?
We do. Our coffee is out here in the morning, in the summertime, in the afternoon. In the wintertime, we're out here, too. It's just a year-round. There's 3 fort towels, and we love being outside. We look at all the different mountain areas here.
Yeah,
we can actually
all, right?
see Buffalo Thunder from here. They do a fireworks on the 4th of July every
uh-huh.
year
uh-huh.
that we watch the fireworks. And we have great neighbors out here that we all walk our dogs through the arroyos on the roads, and everybody likes to come to our house to the fire pit, actually.
Well, you've got a lot of your neighbors here today, and so that sort of speaks highly to the closeness of this community. Talk a little bit about Vista Redondo. I mean, you've lived here for a few years, so what's it like to be up in the mountains here?
It's there's actually 83 lots here that are most of them are built on. Some of them are vacant, and several people have bought lots adjoining their property so that they have uninterrupted views. But a lot of about 30% is full time. The other people that live here live in different places and come here at different times of the year. Different celebrations here in Santa Fe. You can see them around.
And one of my favorite places, and we actually are privileged today to have Jeff Mahan, who's the general manager of the Auberge Encantado Resort. It's just literally down the hill. All you have to do is put your car on neutral and roll right in there. Go to Terra, their fabulous restaurant. Have all of your out-of-town guests stay at this fabulous resort, which is world-renowned. I mean, this must be nice for you to have it right nearby.
Oh, it is. And Jeff's going to tell you a little bit about their loyalty program, too, which is great for locals. We use it. We get 15% discount every time we go there.
Yeah.
And it's a fabulous place to entertain, take people, and watch sunset there.
Yeah.
And it's just close by.
Yeah. Well, let's go back to this property a little bit, Deanne, because I know you're going to be busy today. You've got so many people here already. Again, this is your client appreciation day. Besides it being an open house, besides it being a remote broadcast, besides it being Halloween, you've got your hands full. So let's talk for a couple of minutes specifically about this property. You're on 5 acres of land. Correct?
Yes, we are.
And the house itself has 3 bedrooms and 2 full baths, right?
It has 3 baths, actually. There is a non-attached casita
uh-huh.
that was completely redone in 2008.
Yeah.
And it's about 3,400 square feet. and separate main bedrooms. To the left is one bedroom, to the right of the house is another bedroom. So it makes for, we have four children, and it's just great. It's separation space of people coming here, having their own space and enjoying the house.
Uh-huh. And for you and your husband, what's been the best thing about living up here in Vista Redondo over the years that you have been in this community?
Well, we have owned a home in Tusuki since late 1999, and I love being out here. It's a community. I grew up in the Midwest, and I love a community feeling, and we have a local Tusuki market that we go to. We go to our barrage, and it's just nice, and then we come home, we see this vast array of land, and we're close to town if we want to be. Otherwise, we can just be here by ourselves, and that's the best thing that sold us on this house.
Yeah. And actually, before I let you go, because I know you want to attend to some of your guests here, you have the house on the property, you have the property on the market right now. How much are you listing it for?
It's listed at $818,000.
Which is an incredible bargain per square foot for the size of a lot. The view alone is worth $1 million as far as I'm concerned, so maybe someone will bring more than $818 to you, right?
That'd be nice, but you know, if they bring $818, that's really good, too.
That's a good price, too. Well, Deanne Ottaway is going to be holding this Halloween-y open house here today until 2 o'clock, sorry. So come on over here again. She has some gift giveaways. She's got fabulous food. We've got a lot of theme going on here with the Wizard of Oz. And I'm going to bring Annie O'Carroll back in right now before we take a break. Annie, you took a walk around here, and we're going to talk about this after the break a little bit more. But your first impressions when you saw this property, of course you know Deanne, but you've seen the house before? Or is this
no, I have not seen the house before. And my impressions always begin with the drive and pulling up to a house. And this house is beautiful. It has almost a Frank Lloyd Wright feeling to it architecturally when you drive up. It's sort of burned in, so it's not a house that's really sticking out. It's really part of the environment, which I love. And then when you walk through the house, it just unfolds into this amazing view.
Uh-huh. And we'll of course, get into a little bit more fully after the break. But beyond that initial impression, as an interior designer, this house is in great shape. I mean, Deanne's done a fabulous job of accessorizing it. But again, as you always say, people can come in with their own imagination. But today, if they want to, are you going to sell anything in the house here, Deanne, the possessions you have?
Negotiable. Everything's negotiable.
Everything's negotiable. Spoken like a true broker. Well, I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, my producer, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Annie O'Carroll of Annie O'Carroll Interior Design. We are delighted that Deanne Ottaway has invited us here to 66 Paseo Encantado Northeast. Again, just come past the Auberge Encantado Resort, make a left-hand turn on Vista Redondo, right-hand turn on Paseo Encantado. Look for all the signs and the balloons. Enjoy the gift giveaways that she has, the food. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
In the next 30 seconds, you're about to become armed and dangerous. What will be your weapon of choice? Questions that expose and scare off predatory mortgage lenders. Questions like,
are these all the costs?
Am I eligible for a lower interest rate?
If you're about to refinance or are a first-time home buyer, shop for your mortgage with confidence. Get more questions that protect at 866-222-FAIR. That's 866-222-3247 or go to questionsprotect.org. Question everything. Protect your home. Brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Santa Fe Realty Partners and host of All Things Real Estate, heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260 KTRC. Now is a great time to be a buyer. Low interest rates, moderate prices, and lots of property options. If you need some help finding that perfect home, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@sfrp.com, and I'll answer all your real estate questions.
Hi, professional skateboarder Tony Hawk here with Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck to remind you to get moving every day.
Because when you get moving an hour a day,
you'll have the energy to skate through anything.
Nice play on white, Doc.
That's how I roll, Bugs. So whether you like to work the half pipe,
now that's catching air.
Kick the soccer ball around, or dance in your room.
Just move it your way.
For an hour a day.
The way you like to move, as long as you're moving.
Carve out some time every day and get active. Because it's time to do a 180 on what you think exercise is.
Because it can be whatever you want it to be. So be a player.
Be a player.
Get up and play an hour a day, Doc. Check out how to be a player at letsmove.gov.
Head online to get tips on great ways to get moving every day.
at www.letsmove.gov. Let's hear that one more time, Doc. That's www.letsmove.gov. A message from the Ad Council and HHS.
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Here I was talking away to the Wicked Witch of the West here, Annie O'Carroll, only she looks fabulous for a witch. And welcome back to All Things Real Estate. We are here today for a Halloween show at 66 Paseo Encantado Northeast here in Tesuque, which is just right up the road from the Auberge Encantado Resort. Before we get back into the show, and we invite you to come on out here, by the way, we've got food, we've got gift giveaways, we've got free Lobo women's basketball tickets that we'll give away. Tour of this terrific mountaintop home. But before we get back into that conversation, I want to remind you that the law firm Assure Yost & Patterson has roots going back more than 50 years. The current firm was established in 1993 as a general civil law practice staffed by attorneys with broad experience in real estate and commercial transactions and litigation, estate planning, business planning and formation, banking law, and tax planning. Boy, they do it all. Anyway, the Shore Yost & Patterson firm maintains the highest rating of quality for law firms, an AV rating by the Martindale-Hubbell rating system. The firm's attorneys are also featured in the Bar Register for Preeminent Lawyers, as well as the Best Lawyers in America, a peer-reviewed rating service. Shore Yost & Patterson can be found on the Internet at santafelawyers.com, or they can be reached by telephone at 505-989-7500. So Shore Yost & Patterson, please give them a call if you have any legal questions. Anyway, again, I want to welcome back to the show interior designer Annie O'Carroll. Annie offers a wide range of professional interior design services to her clients, and today is going to offer her thoughts on the attributes of this beautiful mountaintop home here at 66 Paseo Encantado Northeast. Annie, welcome back. Again, fabulous outfit. The witch look is really doing it for you today, I'll tell you.
Great.
Yeah, really good. Anyway, we were talking in the last segment with Deanne Ottaway, the host of this open house. She's selling this property. She owns this property. She wants to move away, but she loves it here in Vista Redondo. And you were talking about the drive up as sort of your first impression as an interior designer, your eyes focused on that initially. Now that you're here and now that you've had a chance to walk around, sort of summarize for the listeners a little bit about your images of this fabulous home.
Well, the house is on two levels, so it has a very open feeling. And as Deanne was speaking about, this chef's kitchen, great entertaining house, at the same level it has a very intimate feeling. So it's very open, but at the same time it's very intimate. And I think that's because of the way the rooms are scaled in the house.
Right.
It has that feeling throughout the house. Very warm, very intimate, yet very open. And that's not always easy to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
When you go into the main bedroom bathroom, it has that amazing soaking tub, the Japanese soaking tub,
right,
with big sliding doors that open out to the fire pit.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you really could live in that wing of the house.
Sure.
And, of course, you're experiencing the views from all of the public spaces in the house, and these portales really wrap around the outside of the house. They interconnect.
Mm-hmm.
There's a greenhouse area and the atrium area and the dog run, and they really have a lot of different purposes, the outdoor space. So to me, it really adds a whole extension to the house.
Uh-huh. And from the interior standpoint, there are some multiple levels. And this is a big house.
It is a big house.
So from an interior design standpoint, that lucky new owner will have a large area to actually accessorize. I don't see that there needs to be a lot done here, but again, this is all taste related. So from an interior design standpoint, if you were going to be buying this house, what would be the first thing you might consider doing differently?
Well, I think it would really be, instead of doing anything differently, because there was no remodeling that I can see that needs to be done,
right,
it really would be a decision on how you want to furnish the home.
Furnishing,
and
color.
If you want it to look a little more contemporary, it could also go very traditionally. There are Saltillo floors in the house. There's wood beam ceilings. So I think it's a decision on what way do you want the house to swing. And I feel that there's spaces that are very versatile.
Right.
The casita that Deanne was mentioning is it's fantastic.
Yeah.
It could also be a yoga studio. It could be an office. It could be an art studio.
Sure.
When you have a house like this that has a lot of different spaces, you really can use your imagination on how to how the house should function for you.
And that little guest casita, I think it has some of the best views on the entire property.
It really does.
So
it really does.
And I'm not into yoga, but I could understand where someone would find that a very peaceful, restful kind of place to do their yoga activities. And with the view, I mean, you'd just be transcendental meditation all over the place, right?
I think so. I think that space could be used for a lot of different things, including an office, an art studio. I mean, there's just many purposes that I could see that having.
Or so, if the new owner wanted to, they could actually, I guess, rent it out. I can't remember if there's a kitchen in there or not, but...
I don't think so.
There may not be, but
see,
you'd have to sort of change that a little bit.
Bathroom, bedroom.
But certainly a good place for relatives and family and,
absolutely.
And good friends to stay if they were here. Well, before I let you go for just a minute, because I'm going to have you come back, Ms. Color Commentator, any last thoughts you want to share with the listeners about your overall vision of this place? Actually, I'm looking over here, too. This reminds me very much of a sort of an Italian wine area with the vines hanging over there on the trellis. Don't you agree?
Yes, I do. And that's its own separate dining portal off the kitchen.
Right.
So I think this house has so many great purposes, and that's what's fun about it. It's got a lot of versatile spaces.
Uh-huh. Well, as always, Annie O'Carroll, with those very good eyes of yours, sit right here because I'm going to have you come back in for some more color commentary here at 66 Paseo Encantado. Again, we invite you to come on over here today, and I want to now welcome Andrea Lucia to the show. Andrea is the owner of the multitasking company Leave It to Lucia. Welcome to the show, Lucia. How are you?
Thank you so much. I am well. And yourself?
I'm doing okay. Are you warm enough out here?
I am fabulous.
You're looking okay. You're looking hearty here. Well, you are one of the principal reasons why we have this Wizard of Oz themed event today. You've done a lot of sort of organizing for this. I want to ask you right off the bat before I talk about you and your company, what do you think of this house, by the way?
Well, when I first came here, I just walked the floor plan, and I absolutely loved it. And, of course, you're always drawn to the windows and the vistas that you see beyond.
Uh-huh.
So that was it. And I have done a fair amount of work and a lot of looking through the windows.
Uh-huh. And, you know, it's really, I guess, sort of a bittersweet kind of thing. Deanne is a friend of yours. She wants to sell his house. You, of course, wanted to sell the house. You wanted to pass it on to someone who will cherish it as much as she does. But for you, it's got to be sort of sad because we don't know exactly where Deanne's going to be going. I think she's staying in Santa Fe for sure, but she won't be in this location. So all the history and the time that you spent here will be sort of a memory unless you can contract with the new buyers, I guess, right?
Well, that part would be true and certainly unknown at this time, but I know that because of the type of relationship I do have with Deanne, that I will be able to follow her like a little chick as she is the mom going around from one real estate place to another.
Absolutely. Well, let's dig into it. Tell the listeners a little bit about Leave It to Lucia, your business, well-known and highly regarded. Deanne speaks very highly of you. Tell the listeners a little bit about what you do day-to-day for your clients.
Well, the business is called Leave It to Lucia, whatever it may be. And I have a brother who went to Columbia University. He said, well, you have to know what the it is. And I basically said, well, what if I have not done it yet? And that is pretty much the case. There's a lot of things that I do and attempt and accomplish. And I found that in Santa Fe, if you actually show up when you say you're going to show up and you do what you say you're going to do,
right,
and you do the job, you will get asked back, and that word of mouth has really circulated itself around Santa Fe.
How long has your business been around?
About 3 years.
About 3 years. And you enjoy it, obviously. You meet a lot of different people on any given day.
It's all really word of mouth.
Yeah.
And, well, a lot of times I really just work by myself on the job site, but if someone comes in, sees a job that was done, then they say, who did your job, and that's how things get
So you really do it all, from cleaning services to painting to...
Well, I removed a broken deadbolt the other night at 10 o'clock for a client that was a 28-year-old deadbolt that was spinning around, and she called me. I'm like, why wouldn't you call a locksmith? So anyway, I got out my metal drill bits and drilled it and took my Phillips head and opened the door, and she looked at me in amazement, and I was amazed as well.
So whatever it may be is absolutely the credo that you operate by. Now, how did you get your training in all these different things? I mean, some of them everybody can do, but not as well as you, but some of them are pretty specialized. So where did you learn how to do these things?
I have been and owned my own business for about 25 years in Seattle, in Portland, San Francisco, Miami, San Diego. Uh-huh. So basically you work alongside a lot of other craftsmen and you watch. You ask questions and then you attempt.
Well, as I said, Deanne Ottaway, the host of the Open House today, speaks very highly of you. This is Andrea Lucia of Leave It to Lucia, whatever it may be. We appreciate you being on the radio show today, and thank you for all that you've done to sort of help create this beautiful environment for our Halloween remote broadcast. I want to invite everyone to come on down here to 66 Paseo Encantado. Again, it's right down the road from the Auberge Encantado Resort. Tell you what, Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on the show. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation on this very momentous day. It's Halloween. So come on over here, enjoy some food, get some gift giveaway possibilities for you. We have some Lobo women's basketball tickets and all sorts of other things, and take a tour of this beautiful mountaintop home. We'll be back in a minute.
You choose your realtor, lender, and other real estate professionals. There are important reasons why you should be discriminating in your choice of title companies, too. The top recommendation? Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurers with a personal Santa Fe approach. Our services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and each and every property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. Choose experienced knowledge professionals to assist you with your real estate questions and transaction needs. Call your friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email us at our free and confidential question and customer service department, Santa Fe at FNF.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. You'll appreciate the difference.
Marine Corps Sergeant Andy Robinson was paralyzed when his Humvee was blown up in Iraq. Paralyzed Veterans of America helped Andy get all the health care and benefits he's entitled to. To support paralyzed veterans, go to pva.org.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Santa Fe Realty Partners and host of All Things Real Estate, heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260 KTRC. Now is a great time to be a buyer. Low interest rates, moderate prices, and lots of property options. If you need some help finding that perfect home, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@sfrp.com, and I'll answer all your real estate questions.
In 1987, some inner-city first graders were promised a college education. Now, this promise didn't come from a wealthy corporation. It came from Oral Lee Brown, who saved a large portion of her modest income every year for these children.
She told Ms. Brown, you can't do everything I said, no, but we need to do more.
And she did more by sending 19 kids to college, helping others, pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Talk 1260 KTRC.
Wow. Gino Thompson, my producer, that is very scary music that you're playing in the background there. I want to welcome you back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and today we are doing a live remote broadcast on Halloween, and it's been transformed here at 66 Paseo Encantado into the Land of Oz. We've got great food. We have gift giveaways. We've got fabulous guests who are talking about this terrific property. But most importantly, we invite you to come on up here to take a tour of Deanne Ottaway's listing. It's well worth it. The view is spectacular. So again, 66 Paseo Encantado Northeast. Come right by the Auberge Encantado Resort, and you will be here. Just follow the signs, the balloons, and the like. And before I get back into my conversation with my guests, I want to tell you about the very special Canyon Ridge community located in Chama, New Mexico, situated on nearly 6,000 acres with breathtaking 100-mile views of the Rockies and San Juan Mountains. Canyon Ridge ownership is limited to only 81 ranch home sites ranging in size from 10 to 60 acres. Home to a staggering abundance of wildlife, each ranch site offers outdoor enthusiasts access to private recreational options including fishing, hiking, and mountain biking. And for those with equestrian interests, there could not be a better setting. Committed to the preservation of habitat and wildlife, approximately 4,000 acres of Canyon Ridge has been placed in permanent conservation. Featuring award-winning designs and abundant amenities, Canyon Ridge offer homes will be sited and constructed with an eye towards minimizing environmental impact while incorporating native materials to complement the natural surroundings. For more information about Canyon Ridge, please go to www.canyonridge.com. discovercanyonridge.com. That's www.discovercanyonridge.com. Or you can call them at 877-469-7707 and discover New Mexico's most exciting ranch home community. I have been joined here on the equipment, Colin McAdams, my technician, by a bug. And the bug looks like he's sort of Halloween-y in nature, so it's very appropriate. You are welcome to stay there. Just don't turn anything off, Mr. Bug. I'd like to now welcome Jeff Mahan and James McElrath. Jeff is the general manager of a world-famous Auberge Encantado Resort located just down the road from where we are today here in Tsuki. And James McElrath is the spa director at the Auberge Encantado Resort. Welcome to the show, Jeff and James.
Good morning, Ray. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Tell you what, you can relax, perfectly tuned here. Just be like this, sitting right by Pat, okay? Anyway, we're a little chilly out here, but this is a fabulous location. I know both of you guys are very familiar with Deanne Ottaway, the hostess of this open house. First, I want to ask you, Jeff and James, what do you think of this property?
Oh, this is spectacular. This is the other side of the ridge from us, so we don't get to see this view as often as we see ours.
And it is absolutely breathtaking.
It is breathtaking, for sure. Well, I want to remind the listeners, though they really don't need to be reminded of this, that the Auberge Encantado Resort is well known as a destination of wellness and rejuvenation and features 65 elegantly designed casitas, a renowned spa, fabulous dining, which I can attest to personally, and it's all sited on 57 acres of stunning landscape. Jeff, you know, we're really lucky to count Auberge Encantado Resort among the highlights of the Santa Fe experience. It must be a great place to work at, huh?
It really is. It's special. When we found out that there was going to be an Auberge Resort, obviously that was on my antenna, and I feel very fortunate to be part of it and the Tsuki community.
Yeah, and James, as the spa director, you probably entertain folks from all over the world who want to come and be luxuriated at the Auberge Encantado Resort. Is that correct?
Every day.
Every day, yeah. Anyway, I'm just curious, Jeff, where did you hail from originally?
Actually, I grew up in Farmington, went to school in Las Cruces,
okay.
And have been in Santa Fe. I was just talking to James been in New Mexico since 1962.
Wow. So you took a little bit of a trip away and then came back.
Yeah. Well, I've been in Santa Fe for 25 years.
I see. Yeah. Okay. And James, where are you from originally?
I grew up in Indiana, went to school in Mississippi, of all places.
In Mississippi, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm a Golden Eagle.
Okay, that's true. Yeah. So Haley Barbour is your former, or he's the governor who's of your former state.
Right.
Yeah.
Lived in New Orleans for a while and ended up the last 13 years in Tucson, and I was working at Miro Hall.
Uh-huh. Well, we have a lot of things we want to talk about, Jeff. We want to share with the listeners the fact that the Auberge Encantado Resort is a supporter of all things Deanne Ottaway. I know that, at least today in her party. But let's talk a little bit about some of the amenities and things that this fabulous resort offers to the public. As I said, I participate in the restaurant on a regular basis. But beyond that, you've got some other stuff to offer, don't you?
Well, we really do. We wanted to talk a little bit about the loyalty program. We first developed that really to be marketed to the immediate neighborhood, including Deanne's neighborhood here. And what it is designed to do, we help you or work with you to set up an account, give you a $50 credit on the opening of that account. And then I think you mentioned earlier, it gives you 15% off all our goods and services. And then it has also a rewards program where when you hit certain milestones, we give you a free night stay, a free meal for two with wine, a couple free spa treatments. So that's been very well received.
Uh-huh. And James, from the standpoint of what the spa does, are you guys busy all the time there entertaining folks?
We're consistently busy, and we have 10,000 square feet, 15 treatment rooms, and it is Auberge has done a really great job of creating a space that marries the internal and external environments. We are all about the romantic getaway, so we elicit the five senses through sight, smell, taste, touch, and hearing. So there's a little water, the nice views, and we also cater to, you know, trying to incorporate the local indigenous environment. So our treatments like the Mountain Spirit Purification starts with a little smudging and a clay mask and hot stones, and it's a beautiful treatment.
And going back, Jeff, to the resort generally speaking, you know, beyond the restaurant, beyond the spa, this, I guess from the standpoint of Deanne Ottaway's perspective, being so close to her property is a nice value-added element for anyone who's considering buying this place, correct?
I think so. It's a great amenity. Obviously, the Village of Tusuki has a couple great restaurants also. We're a little bit closer down the road to Vista Redondo, and it adds kind of a nice, very casual bar. The bar's really picked up momentum and has really kind of become a place to be. Beautiful sunset. The sunset hour's been spectacular. Tara, of course, we've got a world-renowned chef in Charles Dale. And we're also seeing a lot of people who want to get away for that romantic evening, want a great dinner, maybe spa, and they'll spend the night with us. We've got a great locals rate, and if you really want a special special evening away, it's great.
And I've been there again, as I said. We usually eat in the bar area, which is terrific because you can grab the food right off the main restaurant menu as well. I don't want to drive anyone away from the main dining room, but the bar is a fabulous setting. But many times when I'm there, I see events being held, wedding receptions, parties, going away parties. I mean, you guys are doing that on a regular basis, right?
We are. We're doing both parties from non-locals and also a number of local events. Obviously, it's getting close to the holiday season, so we'll be doing a lot of holiday parties for different local small businesses here, realty companies, among others. And, yeah, we're trying to stay busy, and it's becoming much easier than it was a year ago.
Well, I bet. Well, listen, I appreciate you guys being on the show today. Again, this is Jeff Mahan, who is the general manager of the Auberge Encantado Resort, literally down the road from 66 Paseo Encantado, where we're doing the remote broadcast today, and his sidekick and buddy, James McElrath, who is the spa director at Auberge Encantado. Guys, thanks so much for being on the show today. Appreciate it. And love to talk to you again, maybe on a different program, okay?
Great. Sounds great. Ray, thank you, and
thanks,
also
Ray.
Thank Deanne.
Okay, very good. Anyway, thanks a lot. I want to welcome to the show now another good friend of Deanne Ottaway's, who I actually have had some exchange of messages with, some email messages. I want to welcome Glenna Bush. B-U-S-H-H. That's like the running back who plays the New Orleans Saints.
Yes. Yeah.
Very good. Well, welcome to the show, Glenna.
Thank you.
I appreciate it very much. And the most important thing about Glenna, besides being here, is that she runs a fabulous company called I Need a Wife.
I Need a Wife Professional, Clean It, and Concierge.
Oh, the whole. You got that all on a business card?
Yes.
Really? Interesting.
Yes.
Well, it's an interesting name. Anyway, welcome to All Things Real Estate.
Thank you.
I know that you're aware of Deanne Ottaway. You've done some business with her before.
Yes.
You're part of the creation of this Land of Oz kind of setting today during Halloween. Glenna, talk a little bit about your business and who you cater to and your clientele so the listeners have a good idea of what you can offer to them.
Well, Deanne is one of my friends, and I was able to do the tablescape for her. I do table design and decorations. My business, I Need a Wife, I cater to professional women or professional men who need a wife.
Mm-hmm.
My tagline is, we share the work, but not the nights. So there won't be any misunderstanding what kind of work I do at night.
Very good. And do you have that on your business card?
Yes,
too?
I do.
Do you really? Now, if somebody wanted to get a hold of you, I want to get this sort of out there. What's the best way of contacting you?
They can contact me on my cell number, 913-0410, and my email.
So you basically do it all. I mean, there really are no services that you don't offer to your clients.
As long as it's not illegal or immoral, I can do it.
Very good. Well, we promote that highly on All Things Real Estate, and, of course, that has got to be your guiding principle no matter what. Today, what do you think of this fabulous property that, unfortunately, Deanne wants to sell? All of her friends are here today, and they're going to be missing her living in this community. But,
oh, it's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no other way to describe it out here. It's just absolutely beautiful and common and serene. Beautiful.
It is a beautiful location. And how long have you actually known Deanne?
I think I've been knowing Deanne for at least 3 years.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And where did you hail from originally?
Originally, I grew up in Wichita, Kansas, and left there when I was 18.
You're not going to believe this. I was born in Wichita, Kansas.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
I was born in Maine, but I was raised in Wichita.
No kidding.
And then left there at 18 and moved to San Francisco for 20-some years, then moved here to Santa Fe.
And where in Maine were you born?
Kittrick,
yeah, mm-hmm. I know that. I went to graduate school in Vermont. I used to go to Remain all the time.
Are you kidding?
So I've been following you. I've been following you across the country,
yes, you
Glenna.
Have.
Anyway, You ever get back to the Midwest to switch?
I was just back there for my brother's 40th high school reunion. My 40th is next year.
Uh-huh.
But I think I had more fun at his than I would at mine, so I don't know if I'll go back.
Well, Glenn Bush, again, your business, I Need a Wife, and lots of other things attached to that name, has been in existence for how long?
Actually, 3 months.
3 months, huh?
I've been telling my husband for years I needed a wife, and he came home one day and said, you're going to have to go back to work because business is slow, and I decided I didn't want to work for anyone else. And since I know how to clean, been doing it forever,
right,
I decided I'll make money from it.
Well, Glenna Bush, we appreciate you coming on the show today, sharing some of your stories with us about your background. I'm delighted to know that another Kansan sitting right in front of me here. Again, you are part of the team that helped Deanne Ottaway create this beautiful setting today for this Halloween celebration, this open house here at 66 Paseo Encantado Northeast. Glenna, again, any last thoughts for the listeners before I let you go?
Well, we're looking for people who need our help. I have a team of five, and we're all about integrity and honesty. My business is based on on those qualities, so I'm looking for people who have the same qualities that we can come and help.
Excellent. Well, listen, thank you, Glenna Bush, for being on the show today. Again, that's Glenna Bush, the owner of I Need a Wife. Appreciate all that you've done today for Deanne Ottaway and preparing the house for all the people that are here today. I invite you to come on over here to 66 Paseo Encantado Northeast, right up from the Encantado Resort, again here in Tusuque. So, Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation from this remote broadcast here on Halloween. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
There are really two ways to buy insurance, from someone who represents only one company or from an agency like Hub International, where they represent several companies and serve you first. You see, at Hub International, we're an independent agency, so we can give you the best program for your needs, picking from many insurance companies. You'll get total one-stop service for all your auto, home, and business insurance needs. And if you insure both your auto and home with Hub International, you can be eligible for money-saving discounts on both policies. We'll give you personal attention, tailoring your coverage to meet your individual needs, and also help you choose the most economical way to get the total insurance protection you need. Call Robin Schritter at 505-828-4085 or Linda Byford at 505-992-1864. Personal insurance protection at the right price through Hub International.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Santa Fe Realty Partners and host of KTRC's All Things Real Estate. I have an exceptional country home for sale sited on 20 acres and located in the foothills off of Old Santa Fe Trail with 6 bedrooms, 2 offices, a guest house, large kitchen with stone fireplace, and fabulous views. This extraordinary property can be seen by calling me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900.
How to deal with someone who says that's so gay? Turn it around. Did your mom cut the crusts off your peanut butter and jelly sandwich? That is so gay.
Oh, yeah? How would you like it if I said, that's so guy who makes fun of other people's sandwiches mostly because he's secretly jealous of them and who also has ketchup on his face?
Okay, geez. Sorry. Wait, do I seriously have ketchup on me? When you say, that's so gay, do you realize what you say? Knock it off. Learn more at thinkbeforeyouspeak.com. Brought to you by Glisten and the Ad Council.
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog.
Santa Fe's News Talk Leader, Talk 1260, KTRC.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and we are doing a live remote broadcast from 66 Paseo Encantado here on Halloween. Again, 66 Paseo Encantado Northeast, which is right up the road from the Auberge Encantado Resort. Today, Deanne Ottaway, my colleague at Santa Fe Realty Partners, is hosting a terrific Wizard of Oz-themed open house, and she's going to be here until 2 o'clock today. We've had lots of people here already, lots of food. We've got gift giveaways, including 3 sets of women's basketball, Lobo basketball tickets, which Deanne will be giving away if you write your name down as you tour the property and put it into a big, probably witch's hat or something, a bowl. She'll pull your name out at the end of the show. She also has some other gifts, some Starbucks coffee cards, a book, all sorts of things, but great food as well. And so we're actually coming in the last segment of the show here, and sitting out here enjoying this beautiful weather. I have my good friend Annie O'Carroll of Annie O'Carroll Interior Design, and I'm welcoming back Deanne Ottaway, the listing broker of this property, which she also owns. So, ladies, let's sort of wrap up the show talking about the property again. You first, Annie, again, from your eyes as a professional interior designer, you've seen a lot as you've toured this property today. Again, some of your impressions you want to leave with the listeners.
Well, I think number one, the location of the house, that it's 15 minutes from town, but the drive here is beautiful. I like that it's a neighborhood and that it's also very separate. You can be really alone, as Deanne said, and peaceful, and you're part of a community. I think that's a really nice feature. And as I said earlier, I think in terms of interior design, there's so much that you really could do with the house in terms of bringing in your own aesthetic and your own sense of space.
Mm-hmm. And Deanne, again, this is, as I said, sort of a bittersweet thing. You've lived here for several years. You love this property. You love the community. You love your neighbors. The views are spectacular, but it's time to do something else. So for you, giving up this house to the right buyer, there's a little bit of emotion to it, a little bit more than a listing broker would have if he or she didn't own the property. Any second thoughts?
You know, we have loved being here, but it's time for us to move on. We actually have a new project in mind that we're going to do, and I love where we live at, but it's time to do something different, and I love helping somebody to move into this home. One of the other things I failed to mention on the first part is that while we lived in Australia, I became a feng shui master and practitioner, and I studied with a master for 13 months. And this home is currently, I'm Chinese trained, so a lot of things are happening here with the feng shui all the time that I'm working on. And because I live here, this has great bones, and everybody loves it. And people, when they come here, just love the entertainment space, and they're happy to stay here.
Now, for the uneducated, and it's hard to imagine because people in Santa Fe seem to know all those kinds of alternative things, but for those who are not familiar with the principles of feng shui, talk for just a minute about what that is and how that relates to your own property.
Well, feng shui is really wind and water. But since I'm Chinese trained, it's all based on compass. It's based on the compass readings of a building, and that's from the age that it was built, and also from the inhabitants. So it matches. And by doing certain things, you can have positive flow in your house. You can change things. Most of the time, it's about 95% that we are able to change things that are not working for us. But when you go into a house, whether it feels good. And that's what I also offer to my clients. When I have clients, some of my clients are here, they have purchased homes from me, and they ask my advice about what they could do in terms of feng shui. So that's a benefit that I pretty much stand out with other real estate agents here.
That's a very good summary of it. I seem to also remember Annie O'Carroll of Annie O'Carroll Interior Design, that in one of your newsletter articles you talked a bit about the elements of feng shui and how, from an interior designer standpoint, that's also something that you focus on occasionally, depending on what the individual client's needs and wants are, correct?
I do, especially when I get involved in projects from the ground up, and we start to really lay them out and take a look at how, for example, a bed wall functions and the principle of feng shui that you want to walk into a room and look at your bed. You don't want it on the same wall as your entry door. Things like that are very intuitive to me are not always intuitive to other people. And because I have studied the principles of feng shui, I think that it's an important element to bring to the table. And it creates balance and harmony in the home. And that's the most important feature of feng shui, and using the elements, the five elements, and using color to achieve that. And as Deanne said, all kinds of things that you can do to really create that balance and harmony.
Uh-huh. And Deanne, just to go back again to what you're offering for folks today, if somebody drives up here, what are some of the good eatings that they're going to get?
Well, we have a lot of homemade food. Several of my clients and my neighbors have made different homemade cookies. We have pumpkin soup. We have pozole. And also for the first 25 people that are coming, there's free pumpkins to go away home with. There's Starbucks gift cards. and lots, and there's even ghoulish pump, Coolidge pump punch that's here. Sorry, Seth. I need more coffee.
Well.
Ghoulish punch that's available for everybody. It's made with sherbet ice cream that is amazing.
Well, when Colin McAdams, my technician from Hutton Broadcasting, and I arrived earlier, you guys were buzzing around here. You had a team of probably 20 people doing stuff, laying out the food, putting the finishing touches on all the Halloween-related designs and elements. Why did you come up with the Wizard of Oz theme anyway? What's that all about?
Actually, my dear friend Deborah Carr from the Santa Fe Community College came up with the idea. And because it's a house, the witch is, the house lands on an old witch, and we came up with those themes, and the yellow brick road coming into the house, and just it transpired into everything dealing with the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
And it's been a fun time to have a theme.
Yeah, and Annie O'Carroll of O'Carroll Interior Design, she's gone all out with an outfit that really fits the mold. Again, she's dressed as a witch today. So if you come to 66 Paseo Encantado Northeast, not only can you take a tour with Deanne Ottaway of this beautiful home that she's lived in for years now, but you can also meet Annie O'Carroll. She's in disguise a little bit today, but if you have some interior design questions, she'll be happy to answer them for you. Guys, we've got about two or three minutes to go before we have to close out the show. You first, Annie. Any last thoughts you want to leave with the listeners about this property? Again, we've walked through all the elements, the terrific casita, the quartal areas, but what's your one thought that you want to leave with them?
Well, I've done this show with you a few times.
Yes, you have.
And
quite well, by the way.
Thank you. It's frustrating a little bit because it's visual.
Yeah.
It's visual,
yes,
and
it
we're
is.
Speaking about something and trying to describe something
right.
that's visual. So I would just invite people to come out. It's a beautiful day. The drive's amazing. It's a fun party. It's a beautiful property and really unique, and I think that make an effort and come on out.
Yeah. And, Deanne, last thoughts you want to leave with the listeners about why, in fact, this special property that you've lived in and loved for many years now, why, in fact, this is a property well worth looking at from a listing broker standpoint, putting aside that you've owned the property?
Well, I'd go back to mentioning that the builder is Dennis Say. He is a fabulous builder here in Santa Fe. And it was custom built. And if people are looking for an entertainment, separation of space property on 5.3 acres, it is a great entertainment house. And all you have to do is follow the yellow brick road coming into the property. And also all the signs are up, and we have pumpkin balloons all over. So just come up 599 in Tsukiji and visit us.
Great. And, again, just as a summary, some of the hard facts about the property. This is three bedrooms, three baths. Again, Deanne Ottaway is listing this fabulous property on 5 acres for $818,000, which, if I may say so, is a steal. But you'll see that when you come up here. Terrific vistas. Again, just down the road from Auberge Encantado Resort. Am I leaving anything out as a summary?
No, you did well. And thank you so much for being here. Thanks, both of you, Annie. Thank you for here.
Well,
I'm glad you got
to
come
to my house.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, really it is. Well, Annie O'Carroll Interior Design, again, once we've had more time, I wish we had more time for a conversation, but you, as always, have provided great color commentary. Annie O'Carroll of Annie O'Carroll Interior Design. If you want to contact Annie, please go to our website, www.sfrp.com. Go over to the radio show page, and when you're there, you'll see her logo. Click on that. That'll give you all the contact information. Annie, thanks, as always, for being on the program.
Thank you, Ray.
And thank you for the costume. It's really working for you.
Thanks.
Really. Anyway, I want to encourage everyone to come today to 66 Paseo Encantado Northeast, just a few minutes from the Auberge Encantado Resort in Tsukiji, and tour this terrific mountaintop property. Thank you, Deanne Ottaway of Santa Fe Realty Partners, for letting us broadcast the show from your Halloween open house today. And again, a special thanks to you, Annie O'Carroll of Annie O'Carroll Interior Design, for being my color commentator. Thank you, Gino Thompson, my producer, Colin McAdams, my technician, as well as Kate, Melissa, and Phil back at Santa Fe Realty Partners for producing a not-so-scary Halloween program. Thank you for tuning in today, and please note that if you need to get a hold of me to talk about real estate, call me at 989-8900. So until next Sunday at noon right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.
Talk 1260, KTRC AM Santa Fe.
A hot broadcasting station.
Named the City of Santa Fe Small Business of the Year.
CNN Radio, I'm Shelby Lynn. Our top story this hour.